Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. If you do not already know,
I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can read right here at plantersplace.com. Give it a look, read it over. If you have questions, you might find the answers to some of your vegetable-related questions. Okay, now, making a special guest appearance today on Just Veggies is a fruit. Every once in a while, we will talk about fruit here. It has to be really special. So, you know, not just your average, I don't know, peach or something. It has to be a really special peach. But today's fruit is actually a strawberry. It's an alpine strawberry. And I think these will win you over. If you are a dedicated no fruit for me vegetable gardener, I bet you will consider alpine strawberries. That's because these berries, they have the name of Frigeria vesca. Different. It's a different name from the larger, more common strawberry, which is Frigeria ananassa. These berries, alpine berries, are packed with concentrated strawberry flavor. And the aroma is just breathtaking. So compared to the more common strawberry that you might picture in your head, these are more flavorful, have a wonderful aroma. And, you know, these are actually the strawberries that are most closely related to wild strawberries, the ones that were found growing along the edges of European forests hundreds of years ago. So if you're reading, I don't know, Shakespeare, and he's talking about strawberries. I don't know if that's ever true, but these would be the berries he's talking about, or very close to it. So how are alpine strawberries different from those common strawberries that you picture in your head when you go to the supermarket and you see a pile of strawberries? So if you were looking at a spread of all different sorts of strawberries, how do you know which ones are the alpines? Visually, you can pick them out right away. The berry size is quite small. How small? Well, so picture that common strawberry in your head, the size of a gobstopper maybe. Compared to that gobstopper, the alpine berries would be the size of probably a peanut M&M. My favorite M&M, actually. I love the peanut M&Ms. But these alpine strawberries are about that size. If you were to pick some strawberries from this pile of strawberries that you're, you know, comparing, you would be able to tell an alpine strawberry because it is flavorful. So, so very flavorful. The common garden strawberries, they've been bred to produce large, juicy fruits. So size and texture, or, you know, something like that. But the alpine strawberries, they haven't been bred for anything. I mean, these are like as true to nature as you can get. And their flavor is just so much more concentrated. And it's quite sweet as well. And as I've mentioned before, the scent is also more concentrated. Now, if you were out in a strawberry growing field, how could you tell which strawberries are which? Well, you can't really see this. It would be really difficult for you to. Well, actually, no, that's not true. Let's talk this through. Strawberries flower based on day length. So the common garden strawberries that we are all familiar with, they produce flowers and fruit in flushes, right? So their first set of flowers that come out, for the June-bearing strawberries, those flowers are produced because they are getting a certain amount of light during the month of June. Alpine strawberries, on the other hand, they could flower anytime. They can flower May, June, July, August, September even. They flower despite the length of the day. Okay. So that's the difference. Alpine strawberries are day neutral. That means they will produce fruit whenever they have flowers coming out. June-bearing strawberries produce one large crop in June. And there's another category called ever-bearing strawberries. They produce fruit about 2 to 3 times a year. It's spring and midsummer, and sometimes again in fall. But they're not producing all the time, even though their name says ever-bearing. I don't know. I'm not in charge of nomenclature. Okay, and another way you can tell an alpine strawberry, if you were growing them out in the field, runners. They do not have runners. So your typical strawberry that you are all previously aware of, those plants, and maybe you've seen them, they produce long stems that grow along the ground. The stems run along the ground, and that is why they get that name runner. They have runners. At the end of this long runner, it will eventually produce a new plant, and that new plant then roots itself. That's how they asexually reproduce themselves. That's your common everyday strawberry. Alpine strawberries do not send out runners. They just don't. They reproduce by seed only. So because they don't send out a runner, they have more energy into producing fruits. That's why they fruit all the time. So an ever-bearing strawberry, for instance, they do send out runners. And as they're sending out runners, they expend energy on that and not on producing strawberries. So that's why you get those flushes of producing strawberries for the ever-bearing in spring, midsummer, and fall. Anyway, alpine strawberries do not have runners. And because they don't have runners, it's also easier to manage them. They don't run all over the place. They grow in one clump. Okay, speaking of growing in a clump, how do you grow alpine strawberries? Well, because they don't have runners, as I said before, they are grown from seeds. You too can start your own seeds of alpine strawberries. You can do so indoors about 8 weeks before your region's last frost. But honestly, you can plant them anytime. You can start your seeds in April and plant them out 2 months later. No problem. When you're sowing the seeds of alpine strawberries, just sprinkle some seeds on top of a seed starting mix and then just lightly cover it over, mist, all that kind of stuff. Have patience. It takes 2 to 4 weeks for them to germinate. That's just germinating. That's just sending leaves up and roots down. So have patience. And like I said, mist. Don't have the seed starting mix be very moist. Just a good moist, not a waterlogged moist. So speaking of seeds, the reason I'm talking about alpine strawberries is because I saw that Renee's Garden Seed are selling alpine strawberry seeds. I don't think I had seen them being sold elsewhere. It's not to say they aren't, but I have seen that Renee's Garden offers them. They offer two different varieties. There is one called Mignonette, and that's a French type variety, as you can tell by the name, Mignonette. It is a dark red variety. And then they also have an heirloom pineapple. It's not a pineapple, it's an alpine strawberry, and it produces like a pastel yellowy berry, kind of like a very nice pineapple color, but not too yellow. And it also has a pineapple-y rose type fragrance. Really, really amazing. Okay, so back to how to grow these strawberries. So once your strawberry seeds have germinated and they've grown a few sets of leaves, you can then transfer them out to individual containers and grow them on inside until these strawberry plants are about 3 inches tall. At this point, you can acclimate them to the outdoor environment gradually. I won't get into how to acclimate plants. That's probably another podcast. Or maybe I've already written a blog about that. You can check the archives and see if you can learn about acclimation. However, so once they go outside, you can plant them in full sun. If you live in a very warm place, you might want to plant them in partial shade because they don't take really, really hot sun very well. So again, plant in full sun unless you live in a very hot region, in which case you would plant them in partial shade so they don't get too hot. Okay, so when you plant them, expect this plant to get to be about a foot wide during the growing season. That's, I think, a lot bigger than the common strawberry. Common strawberry is a kind of, there are a lot of just foliage. This will actually be a mass growing out of the ground that is about a foot wide. So think back. These are alpine strawberries. They were growing along forest edges for, thousands of years. Lining the forest hedge. I think this would be a great plant to, line your vegetable bed or have some sort of similar application in your yard. Plant them along, like I said, your garden beds or your vegetable beds or your planting beds or your walkways. That'd be really cool. You can also plant them, and they will do really well, in window boxes and also in patio containers. Just be sure to water them regularly. This will also help encourage them to produce fun-sized and flavorful berries for you to enjoy all season long. Okay, so now you know all about growing alpine strawberries. I think you're going to have a lot of fun with these, so give them a try. And until you do, you have a great day in the garden.